Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them, because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
The truth, because I'm insane. I'm crazy enough to think I could change the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the second half of our show. You heard a great interview by Jane, and now the amazing celebrity chef, Chef Cherie Kateri Cox, is in the studio right now, and we're going to be cooking shrimp risotto. Yeah, and I'm going to read what I wrote, and I don't know if it's going to make sense. Because guess what? I was drinking. But anyway, let's give it a shot.
Oh, God.
The second half of the double feature on Brian Hammer Jackson Radio, the award-winning celebrity chef, Cherie Kateri Cox. She has been gracious enough to share her original recipes from her cookbook, and it's unbelievable. And if you've been listening to the show a period of time, you should have a great list of original recipes that from the chef there. So I hope you listen well. But if you don't, if you want to start now, we're going to do shrimp risotto. And ladies and gentlemen, she's in the studio. The celebrity chef herself, Chef Cherie Kateri Cox, everyone. Yeah. Yeah. God, look at your fans. Oh, they're all hungry. Yeah. Welcome back, Cherie, and thank you so much for coming in to our first show and lending your support to another artist. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime.
You know, we've been friends, and there's a lot of people tuning in, too. I have to be mindful that, I've been promoting on Twitter and my social media, and there are probably new people tuning in right now as we speak. So, Chef, tell people about yourself. How long have you been cooking, and when did you officially become a chef, and some of your experiences, and so on and so forth?
Oh, wow. I've been cooking since I was able to pull a chair up to the stove. my mom told me that at 3, I was making eggs and spinach for breakfast. Yeah, eggs and spinach. I still love eggs and spinach.
Really?
Very good together. But
wow.
I come from a huge family, and we love food. So at 8, my aunt began to teach me how to cook a whole lot of Southern dishes, a whole lot of West Indian dishes, a whole lot of Spanish dishes. My family is very diverse. So I learned a lot, holiday meals ended up falling on me as I got older because of my love for cooking, and I began to work.